Good morning. This is Tommy Hayes, and I'm so glad you joined with me today for Morning by Morning, May 10th, 2024. Purposefully prepared, personal cross for each of us. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Eyes forward, heart open. Where you go, I will go. What you say, I will say, as I follow you into the moments of my day. This morning, the word comes to mind from Matthew 16. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16:24. It's astounding that before you took up your cross, you spoke to your disciples about taking up their crosses. Not that their cross would be the same as your cross, for there is only one cross on which our Savior bled and died for us, that we could be forgiven of our sins and reconciled with our God in every dimension of our lives. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. Colossians 1:19-20. And at the same time, you did speak of a cross for each of us to bear. Not for our salvation, but for living out our sanctification, all by the power of your grace through the blood of your sacrifice upon your cross. It's not of our works, but of our choice to take up our cross and die daily to everything in us that's not yet like you. As you spoke to your first disciples, you continue to speak to every disciple in every generation. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9:23. As the Apostle Paul would express this very attitude of heart and surrender of soul, I die daily. 1 Corinthians 15:31. We don't die to the true self you have created, but to the false self that we have created. We don't die to our true identity of who we are in Christ and who Christ is in us as sons and daughters of God, securing our identity and fulfilling our destiny in you, but we die to our flesh. We die to our carnal nature. We die to our selfishness, self-centeredness, self-righteousness, self-idolatry, self-delusion that we can do anything or become anything of any value or significance apart from you. For apart from you, we can do nothing. John 15:5. Our personal cross is purposefully designed to put to death what still needs to die in every one of us. And it's a cross purposefully designed for each day. Each day has enough trouble of its own, Matthew 6:34. But each has all the grace we need to learn and discern, to be empowered and to overcome, to grow up in maturity a little more each day as we learn to love and learn to trust as you make us more like you each day. Romans 8:29, Ephesians 4:15, 1 John 4:17. 2 Corinthians 3:18 and 2 Peter 1:4. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it does not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. 1 John 3:1-3. Keep giving me the grace to keep taking up the cross prepared for me to purify me more and more every day, dying to myself and following you. This is an essential part and purpose of our daily journey with you. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. Romans 8:16-17. There's no place I would rather be. Give me the desire for nothing less I'd rather do than allow you to make me more like you each day as I take up my cross and follow you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, in agreement with this one, join me right now, Lord. Give us that grace to take up our cross and follow you, to die daily, as your life arises within us to make us more like you daily. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. God bless you, my friend, and you have a great day.